News, I'm Jackie Quinn. Power outages are widespread today around New Orleans, with debris blocking streets and flooding, like this roadway turned river in Houma, Louisiana. Now a tropical storm, Francine, will be dumping 3 to 6 inches of rain on parts of Mississippi, Arkansas, Tennessee, and Alabama. National Hurricane Center Deputy Director Jamie Rome warns against driving at night.
You will not be able to see flooded streets. You will not be able to see down trees, down power lines. So you need to stay off the roads in these areas.
From rain to fire, 3 major blazes are burning in the mountains east of Los Angeles. Thousands of people are evacuated. Today, fire crews say cooler weather is helping. Another sign inflation's cooling. U.S. wholesale price increases mostly slowed last month. The producer price index rose 0.2% last month, the smallest such increase since February. Slightly more Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week, but layoffs are still at historically low levels. Here's our Sagar Magani.
The Labor Department says jobless claims inched up by 2,000 last week for a total of 230,000. The job market has been steadily slowing, reinforcing the Federal Reserve's plan to start lowering rates as soon as next week.
A private citizen became a spacewalker overnight. Tech billionaire Jared Isaacman stepped out of the SpaceX Polaris.
Back at home, we all have a lot of work to do, but from here, Earth sure looks like a perfect world.
There's a new mocking billboard campaign spotted in Ohio. Here's the AP's Mike Catalini.
Former President Donald Trump mentioned that Haitian immigrants in Springfield, Ohio are eating people's cats and pets, which is a false statement that has been gaining traction online.
This is AP News. Economic reports this morning moving the markets.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are drifting in mixed trading on Wall Street after several reports on the economy delivered few surprises. The S&P 500 was bouncing between small gains and losses in the first hour of trading Thursday. The benchmark index is still on track for its fourth winning week in the last five. The Dow was little changed. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.4%. Treasury yields were relatively steady in the bond market. That came after reports on layoffs and inflation came in pretty much as expected. Moderna slumped after it said it was cutting research and development spending. Seth Sutel, New York.
U.S. auto workers are warning a dispute between their union and Stellantis over delays in reopening a closed factory in Illinois is much bigger than that one plant. Many fear if the automaker breaks its commitment to restart the factory, it won't keep other promises either in the new UAW contract. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.